Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. We are brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Jack's has locations up and down the Front Range. And I tell you what, if you're looking to Christmas shop for that outdoor enthusiast in your family, whether it's gear, clothing, accessories, you just need to check out a Jack's store. Let's go to the fans. And joining us from Bar Lake is Michelle Siebert. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm on the shores of the Gulf of Mexico in Florida working on my ice fishing.
Oh, right.
I told the folks earlier the only ice I can find is in my drink, so I might have to give up.
So. Oh, my.
Hey, speaking of water conditions, what's going on at Bar Lake?
You know, we're winter filling, so it's great to see the water come up already like 6 feet. There's a little bit of skim ice, but there is still shore access. So, you know, with this warmer weather, you can still come out and shore fish.
Well, you know, another thing, I'll share a secret with you that all of us incredible anglers know. Actually, most people know. Rising water actually does move fish shallow. And they tend to rise up with it because there's nutrients that are exposed, bugs, there's life in the water that gets a little bit warmer at times when the sun shines on it. And yet the water is cool enough this time of the year where stock trout will really be active shallow. And then other fish like perch and even walleyes and things at times will move in. So this is a great time of the year to fish from shore. And the skim ice, is the skim ice the whole lake, or has it been spotty and then going away? So you said there are some opportunities from shore.
Yeah, it's been spotty and going away. You know, we get a little wind, and then the weather was nice yesterday, so there's not a lot.
Yeah, no, you know, what does tell us, too, that the water temperature is close enough that we get another week of cold weather, and people might be venturing out on the ice there.
Well, yeah. We'll see. Usually our ice season is pretty short, but...
Yeah, well, this year's shaping up differently, but we never know. So we'll have to find out. I mean, certainly we don't want people going out and trying it till it's safe and reasonable. What else is going on at Bar Lake, though? There's no other reason to go out there, is there?
Oh, right, yes. We're always busy, Terry. So a couple programs we have coming up. We have Reindeer and Princess Day tomorrow from 10 to 2. And then we have our holiday lighted trail on December 17th. And we light up the whole trail by the Nature Center. We have Santa Claus and a chili cook-off. It's just a great way to celebrate the holiday season. And one of the big things for Bar Lake is it's eagle season. So we get a lot of wintering eagles. So it's a great time to come out and take a hike and look for some bald eagles.
Well, my wife is always telling me to take a hike, so that might be a good place for me to go.
That could be.
All right, Michelle, seriously, tell me about some of these events. Reindeer and Princess, what goes on there?
So we have Reggie the Reindeer coming down. We have Elsa and Anna. We have crafts. We have a face painter. It's just a great way to get out with the family. And then you can go on a nature hike. And then, you know, for people that don't know where Bar Lake is, we're in Brighton, Colorado, just off of I-76. 25 minutes east of Denver, so we're a quick day trip. You can come to our nature center. We have a trail that goes all the way around the lake. It's 8.8 miles, or you can visit our archery range. Our standing range is open all year round.
All right, now, the Reindeer and Princess is, when is that, tomorrow?
Tomorrow from 10 to 2.
And then the holiday lighted trail, is that something that's ongoing?
No, it's just one night. It's December 17th from 6 to 9.
And then what, you light a trail. What happens there? How do people enjoy that?
4341?
Yeah, so we light up the whole bridge and the Need Rock Trail, which is near the Nature Center. So you can walk out and see the beautiful lights in nature. And then come to the Nature Center. We'll have Santa Claus, crafts, and a face painter, and a chili cook-off. So, Terry, you might need to enter your best chili.
Yeah, the chili cook-off sounds like a lot of fun. Do they actually cook the chili right there, or do they cook it and bring it?
They cook it and bring it. So it's $5 to enter, and then $1 to buy a bowl to taste them all. And it's all to benefit the Friends of Bar Lake, which is a nonprofit that supports Bar Lake State Park.
And when is the chili cook-off? That's after the holiday lighted?
Yep, it's the same night as the holiday lighted trail, December 17th.
And that's December 17th. What a day to spend the evening at Bar Lake, huh? That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
In the meantime, we were just talking to Brad Peterson about waterfowl hunting. You actually have waterfowl hunting opportunities right at the park, don't you?
We do. So on the backside of the dam, we have 14 blinds. You do have to call and make reservations. We only hunt on Wednesday and Saturdays. It's a great opportunity, you know, to try with your family or little kids because it's not very far from Denver.
And do you just, the blinds are there. There's no charge, I understand. You probably need a parks pass, but you just call and make a reservation. Do you call the park or is it online? How do you make that reservation?
So you can find out information on the CPW webpage, but you can call and make a reservation, and you have to call and make it 14 days in advance, or you can do it online.
Okay. And I would think you have a lot of geese there right now.
We do. And so it's all Passover shooting, so they're flying to or from the lake. They don't land there, and you're not next to the water. You're behind the dam in the fields.
Okay. And, you know, we got duck hunting goes till the middle of this week, and then it takes a break till later in December. But goose season will keep going, and there's just been an unbelievable number of geese. People are doing really well. So what a great opportunity for, like you say, novice hunters, or if you want to take a youth out for the first time and just get out there and enjoy that. Of course, you've always got birding out there. How many species of birds do you have at Bar Lake?
So we've had 371 different bird species sighted at Bar Lake.
And, of course, like you said, it's eagle time. What's the most eagles you've ever seen there in a year?
Probably 3 years ago, we counted 116 on the ice and in the trees in one area.
Isn't that amazing? You think it's not that many years. Well, it's been a few decades when eagles were protected. They're still protected. Because we thought they might go extinct, and they have just come back, and they're everywhere. What a majestic sight to see. Michelle, we got to let you go, but it sounds like there's lots to do out of Bar Lake. You go out and get back to work and make sure you keep it going for us.
Okay. Have a great day.
Hey, Michelle, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, Michelle. We'll talk to you soon. Always fun to bit kibitz with you. You're a great, great, great contributor to the show always. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
You bet. Michelle Siebert. Fun person. Love to kibitz with her. I'll tell you what, folks. As far as somebody that has something going at a park all the time, she works. Michelle's the manager of Bar Lake State Park, and we give her credit sometimes. And sometimes we give her a hard time. But she is always like this reindeer and princess, the holiday-lighted trail, the waterfowl hunting. She's always got something going on. She has clinics on fishing and ice fishing. She has hiking and guided things. Go to Bar Lake on the website and their Facebook page and just check them out. You know, they're really at 120th Avenue and Tower Road, really, kind of right there. And they're off I-76. So they're so close to you. And what a great opportunity to get out for a day. It's a day-use park and just have fun. It's open year-round. Check out Bar Lake. And it's your excuse to get outdoors right here close to the Front Range, Colorado. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, we're going to switch things up, and we're going to go fly fishing with the folks from Kirk's up in Estes on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented by Jack's Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fan.